Welcome to Vampire Radio! Hola, 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 hola! You are listening to Vampire Radio. Excuse me. Vampire Radio! How are you guys doing today? It's Saturday. Shabbat Shalom. Hope everyone's having a good Saturday so far. A little tardy today. Sorry about that. That's life. That's life. Oh, that's life. And it just happened. So you gotta roll with the punches. And I thought, you know what? I'm showing up still. So deal with it. Deal with me being like 30 minutes tardy. It is what it is. But thank you guys for joining me. And thank you guys in the chat room. Shout out to everyone in the chat room. Oh, yeah. Stepping it up. You see what we're doing over here? Over here at Vampire Radio, we are stepping it up. Shout out to Vampire Radio. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Anyways, I hope everyone's having a good weekend. It just started. Did you have a good week? Tell me all about it in the chat room, because in between songs, or excuse me, during the song breaks, I should say, I'll be hanging out with you in the chat room. So here's your chance. You want to chat with me? You say, oh, Shelly ignores me on Twitter. She ignores me on Instagram. She ignores me on YouTube. Well, come hang out over here in Vampire Radio and we'll chat it up in the chat room. That's what it's there for. So, yeah, this week's been a crazy week for me. Very, very busy. I am grateful for today. It's going to be a day of rest for me. Absolutely. Embracing Shabbat for sure, because I just had a week mentally, physically, spiritually. But at the end of the day, it's all good. And we're here on Vampire Radio to hang out and have a good time. Are we not? Yes. I know in past episodes, I've gotten deep into some things, and I thought today would be a good day to keep it very lighthearted. And I'm glad that I chose to do that, because after the week I've had, I just need to just have fun. We don't got to get all deep like that. Maybe we'll get deep, but in a good way. That's what she said. I had to. So let's just get right into it. So I don't know if you guys follow me on Twitter. If you do, is it still, it's not called Twitter, but that's the thing. It's just Twitter. Okay. You know, it is Twitter. I know it is Twitter. We're going with the word Twitter right now. All right. Deal with it. If you have a problem with me calling it Twitter, then this is probably not the show for you, but maybe it is. Stick around. I invite you. Anyways, so over on Twitter, as you guys know, I share my Pandora, and I thought, you know, it'd be kind of fun for Saturday's show to just kind of explain why I feel so inclined to share with you guys, go out of my way when I'm on my, whatever I'm doing while I'm listening to my Pandora, and then I go to my phone, I go and click on it, make sure I go and share it. If I have a little thought, I put it in there. So it's just one of those things where some people probably are wondering, I wonder why she's sharing that particular story. And it's because it means something to me. I'm connecting with it. I love music. And I know a lot of my followers on social media are music fans as well. Not everybody's into music. Some people are like, yeah, I like music. You know, I like my bands or whatever. And then some people are like, dude, music is my therapy. That's me. And that's a lot of my followers out there. So shout out to my followers out there that think music is their therapy. Because it is. And when it's a good song, I've talked about this before, you know it's a good song when you can revisit said song at different times in your life, and it can mean something completely different from what it did before. And it can blow you away, because you're like, dude, I love this song because it makes me feel like X, Y, and Z. And then it's like, dude, I didn't even realize, like, maybe even some instruments will stand out to you. It's crazy. And so I look at music that deeply. I do go deep with my music. And the music industry, it is what it is, but I'm not going to let it take away from my love for music and how I connect with it and how it's helped me in a positive way. So there, I'm just going to throw that out there. What am I talking about? If you don't know, don't, it doesn't matter. Let's just move on. So anyways, I thought, let's just talk about these songs and what they mean to me. And because there's times I'll be listening to my Pandora all day and I don't share anything because I'm just like, whatever. But there will even be times I'll be in a moment. And like I said, I will disrupt my moment and I will share just because I know that people that are my followers typically are fans of music or connect with music the way I look at it and connect with it. So I started sharing, and then some people are like, God, you always share or whatever. But it's worth it because there's so many times people will be like, man, this song, or someone will text me that I personally know and be like, dude, I saw your tweet or whatever. So that's why I continue to do it because I see the positive, I don't want to say reaction, the result, the positive result of me sharing certain songs at certain times when it's put on my heart. Okay. So let's go through yesterday's because yesterday I really went through it in a good way. Was very busy, had a lot on my plate. But lately, I've just been really able to let go of a lot of trauma and toxic energy, and it's been a lot of work, but well worth it. So if that's you, you're working on your mental health out there, shout out to you. Effing hard. That's why not everybody does it or can stick with it. And there's times where I stick with it for a good amount of time and then I fall off. Why? Because it's freaking hard. And then the worst part is when it's hard that and then you fall off, it's even harder to get back on. And then once you're there, you're like, oh yeah, I got this. Yeah, I remember this. It's almost like muscle and mind memory. It kicks in, right? And so I've been going through a lot of that lately. A lot of my circumstances in life have forced me to face different things. And I just want to give, I know I keep using it, but I really mean it. I'm not trying to overplay it. A shout out to all the listeners, whether you've been in the chat room live, been with me live, or listened to the replay. Shout out to all of you guys because doing Vampire Radio has really given me that missing piece that I needed to get so I can let go of that toxic and negative energy that I've been carrying around for many, many years. So shout out to all of you guys. I mean it. I am not abusing the horn. I'm using it wisely, and that's just it. There's lots of shout outs to be had. And in life, you should shout out people, especially if their energy has helped you in one shape, way, shape, or form. I just think that's the art of life, and we've kind of been missing that point. So let's get back to music, shall we? So let's go to this first song I'm going to share with you. It is London Bridge by Fergie. And I tweeted out, always reminds me of getting ready in my bathroom when I lived in Kentucky. Those were the days. And what I meant by that is, because I was sitting there and I was like, how do I express how this song makes me feel? And the thing is whenever I hear this song, London Bridge by Fergie, I could see myself in my bathroom when I lived in this house with a bunch of wrestlers, which I've talked about a million times and I will continue to, so buckle up. And I would be getting ready, usually to go out or to go hang out because I had not only my group of friends that were in the house that I lived with, and that was a whole dynamic and awesome thing, but I also had another location that had a separate amount of friends. That didn't sound right. A mountain friends. A different group of friends, rather. A different group of friends that I would hang out with that didn't live in that house. And it's not that the two groups didn't get along or didn't like each other. It was just two different groups, friend groups. And we were all OVW people. Some of us were at TV, some of us weren't, whatever. So a lot of times it reminds me of getting ready to go, and the person's house that we would always congregate at was Domino of Deuce and Domino, and Cliff Compton, as I know him. So that's how I'm going to refer to him as Cliff Compton. So we'd go to Cliff's, and that's where we would all meet, and we'd hang out, and we would just, it was our kind of like our, instead of going to a bar, we just went to Cliff's house and decompressed. We all were working really hard, training hard, whether it was at training itself or at the gym. And on top of it, at OVW, we did have shows as well. So putting that ring up, that's a lot of work. I talked about, I think it was last weekend, about how putting up the ring is really good. It's a really good workout, and it's a really good pre-workout going into a show because you're waking everything up and, getting it. That's why it's a pain in the ass to do it. And a lot of people don't want to do it, but I always liked it because it kind of helped me get the jitters out. So the times that I've been able to put a ring up, yeah, maybe I didn't even want to because it is a lot of work, but it did help when I was really nervous. So I'll say that. But anyways, so London Bridge reminds me of either going out or getting ready to go to Cliff's house. And I could see myself. I had this little red Sprint phone, and you can play music on it. It was like the new thing. And I know my audience. So you guys remember when it was like a big deal that your phone can play music, and you had to buy it. So you had to buy per song, and London Bridge was one of them. And then it also reminds me of specifically when I would be getting ready to go out, and there was a guy I was dating, not going to name names, but there was a guy I was dating, and it would remind me of going and seeing him because he wasn't on TV at the time. So it reminds me of these two different parallels, which is interesting because I used to date Cliff Compton, which is no secret. People know that. So he was also my best friend for a long time too. So it's crazy that this song reminds me of these two dudes who both meant a lot to me in different ways. And it triggers either getting ready to see one or the other. Does that make me a douchebag? I don't think so, because they weren't overlapping. They were two different experiences. So there you go. So let's listen to it and let's see what it triggers when we come back.
That again was Fergie with London Bridge. And let me tell you what it triggered, you guys. This is what it triggered. Okay. So I saw myself in the bathroom as soon as it started. And it reminded me of, for both different incidences with both different dudes, again, did not overlap. I wasn't dating them at the same time. I was dating them at different times. So both of them, I felt, what, how can I say this? I wanted them to be my dang boyfriends separately. Again, two different times. I wanted them to be my boyfriends. Stage five clinger, that's me. And when I would put this song on, when I get ready to see them, it would make me feel confident and remind myself that even though they didn't want to be my boyfriend at the time, it didn't devalue me because I was still that bitch. And that's what it first triggered to me, which is a positive, I feel. And then secondly, it just reminded me of that time because I was fresh on television, a couple months in. So I was getting in the groove of things, living my childhood dream. Like, that's crazy. Like, I think I get stuck in the hustle of the years and years that have been my life, you know, because it was a hustle leading up to going to WWE. And then it's been a hustle ever since I got fired from WWE. So that's just part of, that's the name of the game. And that's fine. Like, that's part of it. I feel comedians are like that. That's why I connect with them. People that are musicians, I feel it's the same kind of vibe. So for me, I think I need to remind myself, and this is what right now the song did for me. I had to remind myself that it's pretty freaking cool that I set out, even when people used to say I was crazy back in the day. Oh, Shelly would think she's going to be a wrestler for WWF. Yeah, right. She's crazy. She's Looney Tunes. Well, I did it. And the only reason why I did it wasn't to prove everybody wrong. The reason why I didn't wasn't to be this famous person on TV. It's because there was something about wrestling that almost hypnotized me every time I watched it, especially during the Attitude Era. And it really brought something to life in me. That's why I knew it was my destiny to do it. And people used to think I was so cocky when they'd be like, you want to be a wrestler? I was like, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to be in WWF. Okay. And it made me insecure to even tell people that I wanted to be a wrestler, but I knew I had to talk about it because there was a time where I didn't know how to be a wrestler. Over here in the West Coast at that time, it wasn't really known. I didn't even know that there was independent wrestling over here. And so it blows my mind to know, or when I discovered that there's this whole new world that laid out there that wasn't really a new world of independent wrestling and that whole circa outside, like in the Midwest and in the East Coast and then overseas. I had no idea. The only thing I was exposed to was WWF and WCW. I didn't even know about ECW, you know? So back then, it wasn't how it is today where there's so much content that you can just discover. It was really, really hard. So people thought I was nuts over here. People, when I'd go to auditions or I'd land gigs, I'd always talk about it. And it came together because a casting director remembered that I always would talk about how I wanted to be a wrestler. So when she had a small part in an independent film, it was like $100. She was like, oh, Shelly Martinez needs to be on this. And I did. Sandy freaking Alisi casting. Yeah. Sandy freaking Alisi casting. They put me in this independent film about backyard wrestling. It's called Backyard Dogs. You can look it up. It's on my IMDb. And they used a local promotion, and I was picking the brains of the wrestlers during our downtime. It's a lot of downtime when you're filming things. And I was like, how do I become a wrestler? I've always wanted to be a wrestler, and I was so serious. And I got to meet the owner of the wrestling school, and it was one of those things where I knew finally it was going to happen. And ever since then, I had just been all about wrestling, you know, until I retired. So that's kind of how the story goes. And for me, it's crazy because people in the wrestling business who want to judge me and be like, oh, Shelly's just tits and ass. I hate that word, by the way. Shelly's just tits and ass. Oh, she's just hot. And that's why. Blah, 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 blah. She can't work. Blah. All those people. One of the things they don't realize is I wasn't exposed to wrestling like they were. They were able to start training sooner than I was. They were able to be exposed to independent wrestling scene, which is, I think, a very awesome tool to have when you are a professional wrestler and you plan to try to be on television in some way, whatever company it is. Like, I think it's very important to know the independent scene first. It helps you so, so much to be ready for TV. That's why WWE has the performance center at NXT to help them get prepared. This is how it is, to make you more of a well-rounded and polished performer. So these people with their little opinion, I always thought, dude, you had the upper hand. And I still was able to be on the same level and share the same locker room with you. So whatever. So if any of those people are listening right now, you can kiss my vampire ass. With all due respect, you can kiss my vampire ass, but always sending positive vibes, because the times were I didn't want to go to training, or the times that I just wanted to give up in wrestling, knowing those haters would just love that. I couldn't give them that. So those haters that would talk crap on me like that before and have their little opinions of me, it gave me that extra push, the extra chutzpah, if you will, to get myself to training no matter what. Whether it meant I took public transportation, which in Los Angeles freaking sucks and is gross and unsafe, but I did it. And there was a lot of people who would be in my position that they would never do that. So whatever. That's why these people and their little opinions and thoughts, they don't bother me. They bother me, but they don't. Like, they don't make me question my self-worth. But it's, like, really annoying. And it's like, dude, like this one girl, dude, she was born into wrestling. Dude, you're born into wrestling. So, of course, you're going to have the upper hand. So you need to get that stick that's wedged way up your ass. You need to start pulling it out, because she's part of the problem that I was speaking about. I think it was last weekend, about that wrestling women's sisterhood. She's like part of the problem, this chick. It's a whole other thing. No, we're going to keep it positive and light and bright. Remember? Light and bright, light and bright. So anyways. London Bridge, Fergie, that's what it did to me right now. But up until now, Vampire Radio, man, I'm telling you, it does something for me. I love it. But up until now, it always reminds me of getting ready. And I think it's because, first of all, those dudes both independently meant a lot to me in different ways. Secondly, I am that bitch. I am that bitch that when people said I was crazy, I did go to WWF. They got the F out, but I made it. And I'd like to think I kind of left on my terms, because if I kept my mouth shut and stayed out of trouble, because I really did stay out of trouble. It was just my mouth that got me in trouble. So if I just would have kept my mouth shut and played the game, because it's all about the game and how you play it, as we know. So if I would have done that, then I would have stuck around longer and not just had 15 minutes of fame. But I was like, I got 15 minutes of fame, that sign. I'm not going to shut up. Because that's just who I am. That's just who I've always been. That's just what it is. So I feel I got to leave on my terms, even though they asked me to leave. I knew it was coming by my actions. I was getting warned. Whatever. It is what it is. So that London Bridge, it just really is empowering to me, because it just reminds me of the energy I've always had. I just needed to understand it more, to work with it, and to utilize it in the best way. And that's what I think I'm doing over here with you fine freaking people. So let's get into this next song. We have Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Ray Dalton with Can't Hold Us. And when we come back, I'll let you know who's we. I guess me and Minnie, podcasts and radio dog extraordinaire. When we come back, I will let you know all about this song. Welcome back. You're listening to Vampire Radio. That was Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Ray Dalton with Can't Hold Us. Now, that song, I freaking love that song. I love the lyrics of it. I vibe with it. But what I tweeted yesterday was, this song will always remind me of doing cardio in Costa Rica. I'm so grateful for that experience. And what I meant by that, and it's so, the reason why I felt sharing, like I had to share it, was because I was actually doing cardio at the time. So what I did is, so that I didn't disrupt my cardio, I went to share the song on Twitter, but then I made it, put it in my draft so that I can write about what the thought behind it was later. So immediately yesterday, before that song came on, let's back the truck up, beep, beep. So before that song came on, I was doing my cardio. I was getting tired. I was hurting, pushing through. I was like, dude, this is the last cardio of the week. Just push through. You got this. And then that song came on. And then all of a sudden, just like with Slightly Stupid's Anywhere I Go, I felt the humidity that was in Costa Rica when I went on a trip there. I felt the humidity on me, even though it wasn't humid here. And I could almost smell how the gym at the hotel smelt. And or not the hotel, excuse me, the little village that I was staying at. It was very basic, but I had a treadmill and that's all I needed. And just to give you a little insight on why I played Ghetto Superstar at the beginning and Try Again, Dance All Night, before I played what I usually start the show with, Suffrage City, was because I had created back in the day this playlist on YouTube of music, and I called it Getting the Day Started. And what I would do is I would collectively put songs on there that would help me get ready for the day mentally and just prepare for the day. And so back in the day, I used to be drinking my coffee. I would be medicating. I was with the Mertzes. Oh, the Mertzes. Shout out. Shout out to the Mertzes, my babies. They'll always be. So it reminds me of, like, you know, I was on the road and then I would come home and I'd have usually like Monday through Thursday, sometimes Friday, at home to just kind of recuperate and create, because I was trying to do my whole creating online at the time still and balance that out with wrestling. And I just wanted something to help me stay motivated and get me ready for the day, because sometimes over the weekend, a lot drained me, and it didn't necessarily mean it was bad, but just like it was a lot, you know. It's a hard life, that wrestling life. And I created this playlist and I put it in an order to where it starts off with Ghetto Superstar, which that wasn't the right version, but I've never heard that version, but I liked it a lot. I'm a fan of that version. So I'm glad for that little oopsie-doodle there. But it started with the original Ghetto Superstar that had, who was it? Maya, Old Dirty Bastard, I think some other people too. Anyways, so that was the one. And then when I would do cardio back in the day, I would watch the YouTube on YouTube, so I'd see the videos, the music videos. So that helped me get through cardio. So it's like this whole deep thing that's not just about Costa Rica, but just who I was at that time in my life and how I was still hungry for wrestling, even though it chewed me up and spit me out and many times over. I still wanted it. I still loved it. It still was what I was doing. And that playlist really helped me. So that's why I started. That's the order it was in. And then I kind of pushed pause and then went to this playlist from yesterday. So with Macklemore, when it came on, like I said, I felt that humidity because when I was in Costa Rica, I was watching that Getting the Day Started while I was doing cardio. And when I was in Costa Rica, the boyfriend I went with, we ended up breaking up on that trip. Not because like anyone screwed anyone over or anything. We just realized we were not a good match after all. So it was an intense trip. It was very healing because I went in August. That June, my grandma had passed away. And my grandma was like my mom to me. We had a very, very special relationship. So I was freaked the F out. My entire life, I had this thing, what I called my grandma anxiety. And as I got older, it got worse because she got older. And I was always afraid that, and this is part of why I had insomnia for so many years. I was afraid that if I went to sleep, that I would get the phone call. You know, the phone call. I was afraid I was going to get the phone call. And I didn't know how I was going to be able to handle my grandma not being on this earth. Shout out to my freaking grandma. So it was a rough mind frame to be in because I was literally living one of my worst fears. So, and she lived to be 80 something. So she lived a long time, you know? But it freaked me out. And if you have been with me, you know my content, you know I have a whole, like right now I feel so claustrophobic. I have a whole death anxiety thing. So it really freaked me out. So when I went to Costa Rica, I really needed that. I needed to be, mine and my sister's dream was to always go to Costa Rica and work on one of those sloth rescues that they have over there and volunteer over there. So it's a big deal to go. So when I went there, it was me and my boyfriend at the time and his friend, because his friend had a timeshare there. And like I said, that's when I realized me and my boyfriend were just not compatible. And I was just going through so much because I was like, oh my God, like I haven't slept with anyone in years. I sleep with this dude. Because now he's my boyfriend. And now I'm in this relationship. I thought it was something. Now I'm realizing it's not quite. We're not a good match. And grandma's dead. This is freaking me out. So I really threw myself into being really active when I was in Costa Rica, and I would go on these hikes by myself. There was a dog that I befriended there named Flaca. You know it's coming. Shout out to Flaca. And a little kitty named Nacho. And I would just go with Flaca on these hikes. And there was times where I just went to the little gym, like I said, that they had, and it rained a lot there, but it was really warm. So it was just super humid. It was really beautiful though. I'm so grateful for that experience. Even though me and that boyfriend broke up, I mean, hey, I gave it the old college try and it didn't work out. So when I was doing that cardio, I was like, again, I'm that bitch, because I remember I was able to have the confidence to walk away from that relationship without looking back because I knew what I wanted. I knew my worth and what I deserved. And this person just had a different way of living life and looking at life, and it just did not mesh with mine. And I knew I deserved to be with somebody that understood where my heart and soul is coming from. And this guy just couldn't comprehend any of that. So, you know, that's why you date. That's why you see what's out there. And you don't just marry the first knucklehead, or excuse me, shout out to Biff in the chat room, the first butthead. Yeah. So just as it reminds me of that person that I was, that discipline that I had, the confidence that I had, not because I was better than anybody, but because I knew what I wanted. I didn't want anything less, and I wasn't going to settle for anything less. And that really gave me that extra push that I needed in that cardio when I was finishing it out, because I needed that reminder. And going back to what's why I love music so much is here I was just trying to get through my dang cardio. And then this song organically just comes on and because it's in my algorithm. And I needed that push. And I think it's really freaking cool. Anyways, now we're up next. We have Sean Paul with Temperature. And I'll tell you all about why this song means so much to me. BRB. Welcome back. You're listening to Vampire Radio. And that was Sean Paul with Temperature. Why Temperature? Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. First of all, let's go to good old Twitter. And I tweeted that time I was rolling pink joints for Sean Paul at a club while we waited for LL Cool J to come on stage. What does that mean? Well, it's story time. Let me tell you. So, do you guys know that show America's Next Top Model? There's a gal, she was the first one to win, Adrienne Curry. And she is somebody that I've met along the way. I was a big fan of the show back in the day when it was newer, and her seasons in particular. And then when she was on the Celebrity Surreal Life, I liked that. And then she had her own show with, well, she was at one point married to Christopher Knight. I liked that show. And then through conventions, especially the cannabis community, I've been around her. And that's kind of how I got to know her. It's not like I'm like a buddy-buddy with her, but, you know, friendly with her nonetheless. Had some cool conversations with her. She was also friends with Chyna, a.k.a. Joni. So I've been following her for a while. I feel she and I are more of like online, I guess, friends, you would say. And there was time where I don't even remember how exactly it all even went down. But I think she invited me and my sister to, oh God, what was that club called? I can't even remember. It's on Sunset Boulevard. Key Club, is that what it was called? Oh, I can't remember. I can't believe it. I didn't really go there. That's why. So LL Cool J was going to be performing there. Her manager got her a table and her some girlfriends of hers. And she invited Danielle and I. And so we went. And at that time, I was on this thing where I was like, I'm not drinking right now. It's a long story, but I was like, at that time, I'm not going to drink for X amount of months. So and then of course they got vodka and I was like, dang it. I love vodka. And I was like, but it's fine. It's fine. So sitting next to us was Sean Paul and he was looking for somebody to roll joints. I was like, I love rolling joints. Let me get my papers. And at the smoke shop, I got these really cute papers. They were pink and blue. And so I love pink and blue. I love that color scheme together. So that's why I had them. And they were flavored. So I became, and this happened often with me, when I'm at a party or something like that, I become the joint roller because I love rolling joints. I'm really good at it. It just is what it is. I'm not trying to be boastful. It's just a fact. I'm good at rolling joints, really good. And to me, it's like this therapeutic thing I go through. If you listened last week, I think it was, I talked about how I taught myself how to roll a joint properly. So I started rolling joints and there we were. And then I just remember Adrienne was like, oh my God, your pink joints are so cute. And I just thought, this is so cool. I'm over here rolling pink joints in the Key Club. LL Cool J's going to come out. I am medicated out of my mind. Sean Paul's right here and he's approving of my joints. It was a real moment for me as the potheed that I am. If you know, you know. So that's what that song reminds me of. And I remember I was so effing medicated out of my mind when LL Cool J came out and he sang Mama's to Knock You Out. It was like one of the best things. I was doing the whole boxing thing when he was, it was so awesome. So that was a really good night. And when that song comes on, That's the first thing that happens to my brain is I get triggered to that moment, especially because there was no alcohol involved. It was just me purely being on a natural high, a cannabis high, a musical high. It was just all good all around. It was a great night. It was a really great night. So that's the story with that. But then I also love, I in particular love the song Temperature because no matter what, it makes me want to dance. I can be in the worst mood in the entire universe, but it makes me want to dance and shake my butt. There's been times where I've been legit mad at Metal Jesus. The last thing I'm going to do is be sexy for him. Temperature comes on. It doesn't matter. I'm shaking my ass. I'm grinding. You can be the papa. I can be the mom. The whole nine. It happens. So Temperature just does that thing to me. I don't know what it is. You tell me in the chat room. And here's the thing. I keep trying to refresh the chat room. I don't know if you guys are saying anything because it keeps saying that there's a technical issue. So if you're saying anything, I'm not ignoring you. It's just, I don't know if I have a bad connection or something like that. Hopefully not, but hopefully it'll come back. So that's my story about being at the club with Adrian Curry, sitting next to Sean Paul, rolling pink joints while LL Cool J comes on out, puts on a performance, and Mama said knock you out. That's it. So next we're going to have System of a Down with Chop Suey, and I'll tell you all about that time Danielle and I were in that music video. Welcome back. You're listening to Vampire Radio, and that was System of a Down with Chop Suey, of course, off their Toxicity album, which is a great album. Oh, but then I think of their other ones are pretty dang good too. Anyways, why Chop Suey? Why that song in particular? Well, when I tweeted out, I said it was a great way to end cardio, which is true. But what does it trigger for me? Why did I want to share that song with you guys, aside from the fact that I thought it was a great way to end cardio? Well, let me tell you. So going back to Sandy freaking Alesi casting, they cast me in a music video, and I brought Danielle with me. She was very young. She was maybe like, let's see, I don't even know. She's 9 years younger than me. I was in my early 20s when I went to this shoot. I brought her with me, snuck her in, and it was for System of a Down, and it was the Chop Suey music video. And so they gave us all those black shirts. I wish, oh my God, I don't, through all my moves, I lost that dang shirt because they let us keep it. I wish I had it. Danielle doesn't have hers either. And it's crazy because you guys seen the video, and if you haven't, just look it up. And there's a bunch of people. We're all in the black shirts. I was there. It was in this weird hotel that looked all broken down and gross. Like maybe it wasn't even in operation anymore. Very Bates Motel-esque, and let me tell you. So that's where it was. And I just remember being very mesmerized by System. And Danielle almost fainted because she was like got overheated and anxiety. I don't know what. So they had to pull her to the side, and the water was scarce. It was hot. It's probably what it was. Her body was just kind of shutting down a little bit. So what was cool is in between takes, there's lots of downtime when you're filming. And in between takes, they were playing the Toxicity album. So no one had heard the album yet. The single was Chop Suey. And so here we are, like Chop Suey was just starting to play on the radio. Here we are filming the video so it can go on MTV or wherever else. And so no one has heard any of the songs off the Toxicity album. They played the entire album from the time we ended up being there. Like, I don't even know how many hours from morning to sundown. I know we were there and it was after dark. So it was so awesome. We got this concert out of them. And I just thought, you know what? bands just don't do that when they're shooting. Like, this is freaking awesome. Maybe that was their way of getting ready to go on tour. I don't know. But still, it was freaking great. And that's what it absolutely 1000% triggers me to thinking initially. Then, long story short, later in life, I became friendly with one of the band members and it kind of ruined it for me. But I try to look past it, but I can't help but think about it. Secondly, after I have my moment of chop suey and how awesome that was in that shoot, Danielle was with me, even though she passed out. It was like the vibe was there. And our friend Juan, he's a huge System fan. Metal Jesus is a System fan. So it's like, oh, we even went to see System before together. So it's just like, aye. But let me tell you something. Serge Tankian, man, I love his other music as well. I don't know if you guys have heard his other stuff that he has done, but his solo stuff, he's done different kinds of genres with his solo stuff. So I think Serge Tankian is freaking awesome. So yeah, little Danielle and I try to look whenever I see the music video, but it's just, there's no way you could see us. There's so many people. And unless you're at the very front, we were kind of in the middle. You don't really recognize, you can't recognize anybody, but it's fine because it's not about, oh, there I am. Well, it would be cool to be like, there I am, or there's Danielle. But when I was there, that wasn't the importance. I wasn't like, oh, let me get in the front so I can be seen. I was just like, whoa, this is freaking crazy. And that was before I was a drinker or a medicator. So it was with a very fresh, I'm just coming out of having a sheltered life experience. And that's how you did things back in the day when you're trying to make it in this town. It's too easy for people these days with social media and the influencers and all this. It's too easy. Back in the day, you had to take gigs like that to try to work your way to better gigs. But the payoff is you have this true, quote unquote, Hollywood experience. And I say it like that because it's like, F Hollywood, whatever. I flip them off, like, whatever. But what I am down for is the glamour of what it's supposed to be. And when I say glamour, I don't mean like movie stars. I mean like when you're a working actor, actress, model, whatever, and you get gigs and maybe they don't pay the best, but it's paying your bills and you're hustling out there. There is a certain magic to that and the people that you end up working with, and it gives back to what it's supposed to be about instead of just being famous and like, oh, you know, I want to be everyone's idol. It's more about I want to perform and I'm performing, and maybe I'm only making $150 right now, but for a day's work, but that's what you do. And because of that, you're around other like-minded people who want to create, not to be famous. And so gigs like that really were what it was about and what it should be about, and that experience. And it was like a movie, them just playing, and it was just freaking crazy and it was awesome. So there you have it. All right, up next we have Dirty Heads with Rome with Lay Me Down. Welcome back. You're listening to Vampire Radio. And in the chat room, That Rock says, I first heard this song in Cali, and it always reminds me of driving south of the bay. And I just love that too. So shout out to that. Because that song, it's so California. It's so SoCal. I just freaking love Dirty Heads, one of my favorite bands. If you follow me, you know that. So why did I pick that song today? Well, because yesterday I tweeted out, I wanted to find someone to feel this way about. Finally did when I met Metal Jesus 7.5 years later. Or excuse me, 7.5 years and still going strong. So that's a fact. And going back to what I was talking about earlier, you know, knowing what you want, people not, you know, making a good match with me back in the day or whatever. So when I used to listen to the song, I really romanticized like this relationship that I wanted, and everything they said in those lyrics, I was just like, that's what I want. And it has to exist because they're writing about it. It's the song. So yeah, I know it's out there. And dang it, when I met Metal Jesus, it happened. We have that kind of relationship. And even though it's been 7.5 years, we still have that kind of energy between us. And so I was finally able to find that person. So even when, like I said, when I'm mad at him, if this song comes on, I'm like, dang it. I'll be like, whatever, Metal Jesus. And then he'll just smile because he knows that this song. And what's really cool is way back in the day, we went to some dispensary because we were going to some concert at this place called Alex Bar, and it's in the Long Beach area. And we went to this dispensary to get an edible. And when we went there, it was called, I think, Showgrow. Shout out to Showgrow. I think that's what it was called. And it was like, unless you went, like the only way you could find out about this secret Dirty Heads performance is if you went into the dispensary and you had to sign up and do a reservation of it. And then you get like the info. So shortly after that visit, we went to this secret show, and the Dirty Heads, they were about to go on tour. And they played this whole acoustic set. They played that song acoustic. So it was so cool to be there with Metal Jesus. And I recorded it. It's in my vault. I need to go through my vault of, I have so much cool stuff I've never released, whether it was from when I was in the indies or moments like that at the Dirty Heads. Like, I have these freaking moments. I got to go through my vault, my archives, and put it all together so I can share it with all you guys. And then not for nothing, when I edit these things, it's like a video diary for me. And I think it'd be really good for me to revisit those moments. But I'm glad that one of the listeners vibed with that song as well. All right. Well, up next, we have Modest Yahoo with King Without a Crown. Welcome back. You're listening to Vampire Radio, and that was Modest Yahoo with King with a Crown. I know I've talked about Modest Yahoo's music before and what it's really done for me, but we're going to get into it again. So, you know, when I shared this song yesterday on my timeline, I was done working out already. I was just hanging out. I was just kind of getting back into the groove of things because I had stuff that I was involved in yesterday that I had to do, and it was just very time consuming. So it was before I had to gear up to get ready for the day, and I was just taking that moment to just, you know. So when I was taking it all in, it just really reminded me of how Modest Yahoo's earlier albums really brought so much healing to me, especially going through my grandma's passing. It reminded me of what's important in life, in my opinion, like in my personal life. Everyone's different. But for me, it's connecting with God, connecting with nature, connecting with animals, and just being one and not getting too caught up in all the BS, you know? So that song just really takes me to realizing those are the things that are important, and that I've wasted a lot of time bothered by unimportant things, which I had to go through. You know, I'm not saying it was a bad thing. You got to filter through it all. That's the thing. I hate when people are just like, oh, you can't be that way. You can't let this bother you. If it bothers you, it bothers you. You got to let it bother you until you get to a point where it doesn't bother you anymore. And then it doesn't bother you anymore. And then you can move on. And then you're not going to be bitter. You're not going to hold on to it. You've moved on. And I just can't stand when people are just like, oh, you can't let that bother you. No, yes, I can. And I will. Don't tell me how to feel. I don't like that. It's BS. You know what's not BS, though? This hilarious photo. It makes me so happy. If you go on my Twitter or if you go on my Instagram, my last post on Instagram, there's a photo of me at a convention. I'm wearing a Wonder Woman-esque outfit. And there's this dude that's dressed like Shawn Michaels. And I remember I told him, I was like, dude, I don't like Shawn Michaels. And we had this whole conversation. I was like, can I take a picture of me kicking you in the butt? And he was like, yeah, his face. I wish this photo was a better quality so I can zoom in on his face. And if for any reason anyone could get me in touch with, or you know who this dude is, I want to know who this guy is. Like, I wish I knew who he was. Who is this Shawn Michaels? It makes me laugh so hard. Like, it's so freaking funny. And then on top of it, my outfit's really cute. I wish I still had that outfit. And I don't know. It's just, you know how they say a picture can say a million words? Go look. Go look on my Twitter, Shelly from Cali. Or go look on my Instagram, Shelly from Cali 4, the number 4. And you'll see the photo. And it's freaking hilarious. And it's really funny if you see it on my Instagram, because I have the Shawn Michaels song on. So it's more funny if you go over there, because that song's on there. So there you have it. All right, we're going to be wrapping up things. Look at me. See, I need to eat. I'm hungry. I didn't get up early. I slept in a little bit today. Much needed. But anyways, up next, we're going to cut things short and soon here. And we're going to have a couple more songs. And then we're going to sail on off into the weekend. After all, it is Saturday. The weekend has begun. I don't know where you're at, but some of you guys, it might be the afternoon already. So let's get into the vibe, shall we? And I'm a Goonie, and you're listening to Vampire Radio. Gotta love the Dirty Heads. I had to put them on there again. And with Sloth's Revenge, that song, like, the lyrics just sing to my soul on different levels, because there's been times, like, it triggers me to think about back when, you know, Danielle and I had moved into this really cute apartment. We were finally not sharing a studio apartment. It was in a good neighborhood. I was so inspired. I lived by the legit bat caves over there in Bronson Caves. You know, I lived in Franklin Village, and I was able to walk to everything I needed. And so that song just really reminds me of that time when I was trying to get my life back on track. You know, I finally realized that the guy that I was dating was a loser douchebag, and I was free of that distraction, and I was able to really focus on the things that I wanted and start to build the life that I wanted. And that song just really, especially when he says, you know, he knows he lost his shit, but bitch, he's got his passion back. It's like, that's how I feel, and I have felt over and over different times. I've lost my passion many a times, but bitch, I always get my passion back, because I think part of when you do work that you're passionate about, I think part of the process is there's going to be times where you're over it and you aren't passionate about it. You don't even want to do it anymore. But then you get your passion back, and it's just, you're completely different the next time around, and then the next time around, and the next time around. And that's when you know you're doing it right, in my opinion. So anyways, it's Sloth's Revenge, Long Live the Dirty Heads. And what's also cool about the Dirty Heads is the first time I ever seen them, there was a radio station, 98.7, or is 98.7 here in SoCal, and they play a bunch of, like, alternative kind of music, whatever, rock and stuff like that. And they had a thing where you can win tickets. I can't remember if it was an online thing or a call-in thing, but I won the damn tickets. And Danielle and I, we were in that studio apartment living with the Mertzes, so freaking broke. And I won the tickets. I was in this thing called the Hollywood Towers, a historic place on the rooftop. And we went there, and they had Wahoo's fish tacos there. So Danielle and I didn't have to worry about what we were going to eat that night, because, you know, we were really trying to make our dollar stretch back then. And there was a full bar. Now, at the time, it was during that time frame where I wasn't drinking for X amount of month. And I remember just drinking Diet Coke and I was fine with it. And once again, Dirty Heads were there and they were there acoustic. And it was so intimate, just like when Metal Jesus and I, many years later, got to go to that secret show. I've been blessed to see the Dirty Heads twice with people who mean the most to me at different times in my life. It was both acoustic and I just love it. Like my connection with Dirty Heads and just how their music continues to sing to my soul. Oh my goodness. Minnie is just snoozing over here and snoring. So yesterday I tweeted out, dude, it's going to get deep in the Batcave. And that song that was going to make it deep in here is Pimpa's Paradise with Stephen and Damian Marley. Welcome back. You're listening to Vampire Radio, and that was Stephen and Damian Marley with Pimpa's Paradise. And the reason why I said it was going to get deep here in the Batcave when I was listening to this yesterday, this was at the end of the day when things were winding down. I still had a lot on my plate. I was still working, but I had a moment to just wind down for a moment, medicate, get my mind right, hydrate, have some water. And when that song came on, I was like, dude, yes, because first it triggers when Danielle and I lived in that studio apartment. That was a very trivial time in my life, both good and bad. Very necessary to becoming who I am today. But it was a hard life. And that song, it reminds me of when Danielle used to work when we lived there at this coffee place. And they had like this coffee that was so freaking strong. It's like the strongest coffee I ever had in my life. And it was an iced cold brew coffee. And so I could almost taste that coffee when I hear Pimpa's Paradise first start. Then it triggers me to think about my friend Manaz. My friend Manaz, I met when I was doing the Independence, and when I was wrestling in Virginia, I would stay with her. I wrestled her. Her name was Persia, her wrestling name. Freaking shout out to freaking Manaz. You know, I got to text her. So I was into like 311 and Modest Yahoo. Let's see who else. Of course, Sublime. Music like that. But as far as like the Marleys and going in a little deeper, it wasn't something that I really went out of my way to listen to. But when I would stay with Manaz, she'd listen to it. And when I heard this particular album of Damian Marley, was it Welcome to Jamaica? I think, or Welcome to Jam Rock, I think is the album name. Yeah, I think, right? Anyways, let me know in the chat room, which by the way, I can't get in the chat room, so I'm not ignoring you. Oh, I'm back in now, but it keeps going in and out, not letting me, so sorry about that. But anyways, so with Pimpa's Paradise, it just takes me to that coffee moment, and then it takes me to like when Danielle and I lived in that apartment. And then it takes me to like, it was real hot and summery there. And then just seeing what was around me, because there was a lot of homeless people that camped out in the, because we lived like right smack, like next to Hollywood Boulevard. And Hollywood's a dump. It's been a dump for a long time. Look at the movie Pretty Woman. Even then, it's shown as looking like a dump. It hasn't been glamorous in a really long time. But by the time we lived there, it was bad. Now it's really bad. I wish it can get cleaned up. It's historic. But anyways, besides the point. So it was real life. And I know that's what kept me grounded when I was in wrestling and I didn't get too caught up in the BS. I got more caught up in my feelings getting hurt than anything. But like the BS, because I was constantly reminded when I would go out that door to walk the Mertzes of real life, seeing people shoot up, people tripping out, especially in the summertime because they're on drugs and then they have no food in them, hardly any water. It's 100 degrees. It's not a good cocktail. So seeing that real life reminded me of what's up, and it really kept me grounded and not distracted. And that's what I saw a lot of, like, when people that got caught up that I personally knew, their living situation, they didn't have to face that every single day. And then the people that did, they had a little bit of a, they had a lot of bit of a different energy about wrestling and how they handled themselves in wrestling. Just saying. So I knew I was going to get deep yesterday in the Batcave because I was going to be triggered and all that. And then being triggered to growing up and certain people that were on drugs that I was around, it reminds me of them. And it got deep. But you got to face those deep moments so that you recognize them, accept them, and be at peace with them. Long live Pimpa's Paradise. All right, you guys. Well, that's going to do it today for Vampire Radio. And I hope you had a fantastic time. I know I did. I'll be back here tomorrow. I'm not quite sure what the theme's going to be yet, so stay tuned. If you're on AMP app, make sure to follow me. Give me a little heart there. I would appreciate it. If you're listening on the browser, thank you so much for joining in. And if you're listening to the replay elsewhere, thank you for also listening. And until next time, I'm Shelly from Kelly, and I'll be smelling all of you ghouls and gals later. Adios.
And remember to bring your death certificates. Hurry back.
You a little bit nervous today?
Feel great.